Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Singer and Kelly Fox.
Hello. Good evening and welcome to Fearless Generations, 12 Steps to Freedom. Tonight we are still on step number one, which is awareness, and we're going to be talking about responsibility and how that plays into when we are now aware of what's going on with us. And I'm Kelly Fox, your host, and hopefully soon we'll have Terry on the line. She is hurrying home to get on the phone with us. And so as soon as she shows up, I will bring her in. So let's just talk a little bit about awareness with responsibility. So, you know, when we become aware of the choices that we're making, that we're getting triggered, or, you know, what our passion and purpose is, or what, you know, what our dreams are, or who the people around us are that, you know, maybe support us or don't support us. What is our responsibility with that awareness? Do we have a responsibility to then make different choices or walk away or say thank you or, you know, tools and those steps that we've been learning to, you know, shift and move and see our world differently because we are now aware of that. So that's kind of what we're going to be talking about tonight. And, you know, moving forward in our journey this year, with my focus being, you know, kind of stepping into my personal power, my awareness has been kind of that, that I'm capable of doing it. And that the thing that keeps me from doing it is basically my own fear. It's not like I don't know something or I'm not capable of learning something or there's not someone out there who will freely support me in doing those things that I need to do. And I have been trying new things. I have been pushing myself way out of my comfort zone, but there are things that I haven't been doing. So what is my responsibility to those things? You know, and just really looking at that and, you know, checking in with myself and saying, can I take a step here? Is there a step in between this and that I can take? Is there a stretch? You know, if that's too big of a risk, is there a stretch there that I can take that will get me a little bit closer? You know, what are things that I can do in the meantime to kind of work myself up to that bigger risk or that bigger step? And so those are the kind of things that I've been thinking about when it comes to, you know, keeping myself in check and trying to set myself up for success with going towards my focus this year of, you know, really stepping into my personal power. And I think also something that's been coming up a lot this week is just, I felt kind of powerless. I felt kind of like, you know, that I want to get this done. I want to get that done. I want to get this done. I want to get that done. And I'm not really prioritizing those things. I'm just, you know, just putting them all out there and just feeling like, well, there's all these things that I'm not accomplishing any of them, or, you know, they're so, you know, unreachable, or, you know, whatever you tell yourself, right? I tell myself the same thing. So, you know, it's about narrowing down that focus and really focusing on what are the things that are really going to propel me forward. Because just going after this little thing or that little thing and then complaining about not being able to go after the big thing, you know, maybe these little things that could have waited, you know, or weren't as important as that bigger thing, made it so it wasn't as possible to go after that bigger thing. I don't know if that made sense to everyone else, but it made sense to me. But, you know, so it's prioritizing so that maybe something that's easy to do or seems easier to do, but it's not as important. You know, you may still not put the energy towards it so that you have that energy when you go to do the bigger thing that is more important or higher on your priority list, if that makes sense. So it's like not just waste, not that it's wasted, but that you're not just exerting energy somewhere else that's less important to you, so that when it comes to that more important thing, you don't have the energy or the resources to go forward on that more important thing. So that's kind of where my mind's been this week, of just really starting to question, where are my priorities with, you know, with the kids, or with, you know, my personal growth, with, you know, my coaching business, with workshops that I do with Terry, and other things that we do for Fearless Generations together. And, you know, what are the things that are really, that really fuel me, that really get me excited, and, you know, really are going to enable me to go forward with the goals and the aspirations and the dreams and the things that I want to accomplish for myself, my family, and my career. And it's been kind of a back and forth conversation, because I've only been really having it with myself. And I think that that's why it's important that we have that Fearbuster team set up, so that when, you know, these kinds of decisions and this kind of thinking comes along in our pathway, we don't get stuck in, you know, it just circling around our own head, but that we can talk to someone about it. We can brainstorm with someone about it. We can kind of get, you know, maybe a bigger picture or a more detailed picture, depending on, you know, which Fearbuster we're going to talk to. And we might talk to multiple people, or we might just talk to one. It just depends on how your Fearbuster group is set up, and, you know, what their strengths are and how you communicate with them. And I think that that's probably my next step, is really getting all of my thoughts out, and what is the most important, or what is the first step, so that I can start really taking steps forward. Because I feel like I'm kind of going one step forward, one step back, and then two steps forward, one step back. And I'm doing this kind of dance, and it's with myself, so it's not as fun. And I really want to do those things that I can do at this time that I have access to, that excite me, that, you know, give me that, that oomph, you know, to keep me going and taking more risks and more steps towards the goal that I have. And I think that when we continue to have that visual of what's in front of us, we can do that. All right.
Hello.
Terry Stair is on the call. Well, welcome,
on.
Welcome, Terry.
I obeyed the speed limit, but I'm here.
All right. Good to hear. Well, we've just been talking while we've been waiting for you. We've been talking about the responsibility that we gain when we become aware of what it is that we either want or is going on in our lives, because of that awareness that we now have that awareness. And so where does our responsibility lie within that awareness? You know, are we responsible for making shifts and changes and new decisions as we move forward, because we see we're now more aware of how fear has been holding us back?
Yeah. No, that's, I think that when we talk about responsibility, for me, that sort of smacks of accountability. I like to think of responsibility and accountability as synonyms.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with awareness comes a real level of responsibility, because we are aware that we can choose. and we can choose again and again and again, and without awareness, then we just are kind of, you know, it's kind of like the whim, a whim of our moods. But when we're aware, we really become, you know, life becomes much more clear, and our responsibility is that accountability for the choices that we make, and then the awareness that we can choose again. And if when we're looking at the results of the choices that we make, and then we can, we just have that accountability to be responsible for those choices, and then making a new choice if that choice isn't leading us in the way that we want to go. And so it's just, I don't know, and when you're kind of at the whim of your choices and you don't really take accountability for them, you tend to make excuses and you tend to blame others and you tend to, you just don't take that accountability for that choice. I mean, you made that choice. Now, what's happening? Where's the journey going? Where are you being true to yourself, or are you doing what you think other people want you to do? And it just takes away that flimsy kind of making excuses for your choices, and you become accountable for them because you're aware of the consequences. Mm-hmm. You're aware of what you want. You're aware of your truth. The deeper you get into fearless living, the more aware you are of your journey, and you're aware that you are in charge of that journey. It's made choice by choice by choice, and that brings on a level of accountability that's much deeper. So, mm-hmm.
When you were talking, yeah. I was thinking there's a popular phrase that keeps going around of conscious living. And I think that that's conscious living.
Well, conscious living.
Like you're consciously, you're very conscious about it. It's not like, you know, you're not asleep at the wheel. You're awake. You're conscious. Of you know, all your choices, your decisions, your, you know, to what you eat, to the way you exercise, to how you interact with people. And so that's something that I've been hearing a lot with the other people that I follow on Facebook and things of, you know, it's this seems to be coming up a lot of consciously living. So,
yeah.
That's what I thought of when you were talking.
Yeah, that could kind of be a synonym for consciousness, awareness, kind of,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're kind of in the same family, that when
mm-hmm.
you're aware, you're conscious. I mean, you know, you're not just letting life happen, and you're, like
mm-hmm.
you said, you're not asleep at the wheel. You're not letting just circumstances control you, or other people's expectations control you. You're conscious, you're aware, you're making purposeful and mindful choices. And that whole idea of mindfulness, you know, you're just really
mm-hmm.
in
yeah,
your,
that's
in
another
your body,
term that's
in your,
very popular.
Yeah, yeah, in your body, your mind and your soul and your heart, and you're trying to integrate that, you know, into the
mm-hmm.
choices that you make. Yeah, yeah, I see that. Makes sense. Makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. And I mm-hmm.
My head is kind of muddled up by this, and I have this creepy crud that's going around, so I'll have to apologize for my voice as well as maybe my mind being a bit muddled.
I think you're doing awesome. So, but yeah, I think that the more aware we become of, you know, the situations that we put ourselves in, or maybe the people that that we're around, you know, how do we feel when we're around them? I mean, there's so many different levels of consciousness.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think for me personally, I'm very aware of who the people are that I leave, and I feel lighter. Or when I'm with, I notice that I'm just happier. I just feel brighter. But I think that on the flip side, it's it's a little harder for me to notice the people that bring me down. Because I tend to have a low energy myself. And so someone who's coming to me with a low energy, it doesn't feel different necessarily, right? But you can have a low energy and it be a positive low energy, and you can have a low energy and it's a negative low energy, right? So it's those subtle, you know, differences. Like we may move at the same energy level, but their energy, you know, isn't the kind of energy I want, right? So that's kind of where my challenge has been. And stuff, but the people who are bright, the people who shine, like I see them coming. I can see them coming. So they're easier for me to, you know, to spot. And I know that I like being around them, and I seek I call them up, I text them, I'm like, hey, let's hang out. Like, I want to engage with them more often because, you know, I like that energy. And I think it's important that you have those type of awarenesses, right? That's all awareness, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's I think even TV shows, I started to, because I've always watched a lot of TV, it's my escape mechanism from the time that I was a young child. And I started to notice that certain television shows had an energy that brought me down. And I felt awful after watching them. And I'm like, I can't watch this show anymore. Or I can't, you know, or I didn't want to read a book. You know, I would start a book and just like, I just don't like the energy around this book. You know, it just like brings me down. You know, so I started to become more aware of things like that as well. Or there's like certain movies that I watch over and over and over again. And it's not necessarily what's going on in the movie. Like one of my favorite movies is The Holiday. And it's not like the storyline is this, you know, awesome storyline. Like these girls are totally just, the two main girls are in different places in their lives and they learn these things about themselves, which is a great story, but it's not necessarily them. I think it's the energy of the movie that I like, you know? So it's just learning what that, I mean, I also constantly watch Pride and Prejudice. It's the energy of the movie that I love. So becoming aware of even just that, you know, you become aware of foods you like, or, you know, sunrises or sunsets or Ferris wheels or swings, right? I mean, it's like this whole new world opens up to you of how you can fill your cup, or, you know, what you're passionate about when you become aware of even the smallest details in your life.
Yeah, I think that reminds me, it's kind of why you were talking, it made me think about proactive behaviors, you know, and being aware of what are the things in your life that fill you up and that are proactive. And while you were talking, that's what I was thinking of, as you were mentioning, you know, this builds energy or this makes me happy. I think for myself, if I can be aware of those things, ever how small they might be, that those become proactive behaviors that then can help us to stay on our wheel of freedom and not be tricked by fear into, for me, it would be withdrawing or not engaging, you know, some of my self-destructive behaviors, or that would things that might irritate me or help. I don't have patience when things like that happen. So it's an awareness of what is it that, like I love what you said, it's what fills up my cup, you know, because our cup isn't half empty or half full. It's refillable. You know, so what mm-hmm. fills up our cup? If our cup is depleted because of circumstances or choices we've made, then what can we do to fill it up again? It's always refillable. And I just really, that was an awareness for me when you were talking and I was listening to you name off those things, was that keeping track of what those things are, it's helping us to, and I was thinking of Jay at that moment because I know that as he went through the Fearless Foundation workshop, that was one of the things that I felt like it was an aha for him, was what are those proactive behaviors that I can call upon in those moments when I doubt or when I, you know, begin to think that I'm not who I am, or just whatever kind of what fear tells you mm-hmm. to keep you from growing, keeping track of those. So I thought, as you were talking, I was thinking, you know, it might be really helpful in my gratitude journal if I start being grateful for or acknowledge myself for recognizing or being aware of what those proactive behaviors are. And mm-hmm. then, you know, just being able to then at that moment choose which one of those would be really helpful at this moment when I'm beginning to become irritated or I'm losing patience or I'm, because when you don't feel good, it's really easy to lose patience for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just hard to breathe. And
mm-hmm.
I noticed that this weekend when we had our family around, it was easy for me to become irritated because I just didn't feel good. Well, I could engage in some proactive behaviors at that moment that would help me to be patient even when I don't physically feel well. So that was kind mm-hmm. of a really cool insight I just had listening to you, and I thank you for that, because that's acknowledge you for that, because that'll
You're
be
welcome.
A way for me to keep track of some simple things I can do. And for me, sometimes it's just simply stopping, taking a deep breath, and listening, you know, because when I stop and listen, I become aware of how much I have to be grateful for. And
mm-hmm.
I went to the doctor today for something else, for another situation, and I'm sitting there filling out the paperwork, and just the awareness of how thankful I am to have such good health. I mean, I didn't mark
mm-hmm.
a single thing on that paper. I don't have a single
mm-hmm.
one of those things that they're asking you if you have. Not one.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, how many, you know, 71-year-old women that have had 5 kids and, you know, just whatever, can sit there and not mark a single thing, you know. And I thought, wow, what an awareness of how grateful I can be for my good health. And
yeah.
So just simple things like that, you know, just stopping and thanking the universe. And for me, I'm thanking my Heavenly Father that I have, you know, don't have health issues, how grateful I am for that. So
mm-hmm.
that's an awareness. You know, and just these awarenesses that we can have that are positive, that can actually help us then to be more grateful. And as we're show more gratitude, we're more likely to access my essential nature, which is compassion. So
yeah,
you know,
I think it's a gratitude and it's an acknowledgement, because you've taken care of yourself in such a way where you don't have those health issues. You know, you've
yeah.
taken steps to take care of yourself better, so that you can not have those health issues. So
yeah.
I think it's a gratitude
yeah.
and an acknowledgement. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Well, I'm
glad you brought up Jay, because this year, as we go through the 12 steps, we're actually going to have, because our listeners know that Jay is on almost every single call with us, and he listens. So he gets to hear every show, and he also has, you know, free access to both of us. So he is actually going to be joining us on the last show of every month when we integrate the steps of the month and we overview the step of the month. And he's going to share with us his journey and his process of going through these 12 steps and what hit. So we'll learn next week, because next week is the last call of this month, we'll learn what his focus is this year and how awareness has helped him. And so maybe we'll learn if this call or these calls that we've done this month have helped him with his awareness of his proactive behaviors. So I thought that was pretty cool how you brought that up, because we'll be checking in with him next week.
Yeah, great. Great. Very good.
Was there something else that you were – I think we kind of talked over each other
a
second.
I was going to say that I also am grateful for my good genes. It's not all that I've made a lot of, you know, good choices. I mean, I have tried to make good choices in my health, but I have good genes, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and then that's
well.
A gratitude as well, you know, that, you know, our family history is of, you know, there's not a lot of, you know, disease that runs in our family history. And so that's definitely a gratitude. You know, I talk about that with my kids, because my husband's family history has a lot of disease. And so, you know, we talk to them about making good choices so that hopefully, you know, we can avoid most of those diseases that they could possibly get because it runs on half of their side. But that's also an awareness, knowing that, you know, knowing your family history and still making good choices, you know, so that you can have the life that you want to live, where you're not stuck in a situation where you're like, oh, I got sick, and try to blame it on the fact that you have it in your family history. Because there's still steps you can take, you know, to be proactive and responsible. So we're running out of time. Is there, you know, maybe a quick thing that you want to share about responsibility or awareness with our listeners tonight before we end?
No, I really think that you covered it really well. And I think adding the awareness to include proactive behaviors, I think, is probably a really good thing for us to do as we move forward. You know, I think that's a new level for me. Thinking about how awareness about what you brought it up about what makes you happy and what doesn't, or what makes you feel true to yourself and what doesn't, just being aware of that can really help you to isolate those self-destructive behaviors and then the proactive behaviors, so that you can just make those better choices. And that awareness is going to definitely make a difference.
Well, good. I'm glad. Yeah, I mean, I was talking about how that was kind of something that was coming up for me this week, of just, you know, really becoming clear of prioritizing what, you know, because I have, you know, all these things that I want to do, or I have all these things that I consider, you know, like, oh, I want to go to the beach, or I want to go to the mountains, or because I'm starting to become aware that being in nature is really supportive to me. It you know, it's not something I really ever did. I was a couch potato growing up, and so you know, I never really took advantage of going outside and you know, being in the beauty of nature. And that's something that I've just really become aware that it feeds me. But you know, to get disappointed because I can't go away isn't supportive. So, you know, so it's like prioritizing all of those things. What can support us with the time that we have, and not limiting ourselves to saying, oh, I can only be happy if I do this specific thing, you know, having a greater awareness of who you are and what supports you. And so that definitely came back around when we were talking together as well. So Keep being awareness, all of you out there. Please share with us any awarenesses that you've had or anything that's come up for you this month on our Facebook page, which is Facebook.com/ Fearless Generations. And or, you know, where you can even comment here at Blog Talk Radio under the show. So wherever it is that you want to share, please do so. So please share. We would love to hear from you. And with that, we will say goodbye until next week. Be fearless, everyone.
Okay, good night.